Well, a lot of expecting mothers were thrown for an absolute loop last Friday when Fraser Health announced that the maternity ward at Peace Arch Hospital would be closing indefinitely due to what they're kind of saying is a bit of a staffing shortage. Now, I know there is a lot of controversy around that announcement, and a lot of moms now that were planning to give birth at Peace Arch Hospital are left kind of scrambling, not knowing what they're going to do. They're being told that they're going to be diverted to Langley Memorial, possibly Surrey Memorial, but that's not always as easy as you think it's going to be. We are joined this morning by Savannah Walsh. She is an expectant mother who has been impacted by this decision. Good morning, Savannah.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're great.
We're doing really well. How are you doing?
Oh, stressed. This is not my idea of fun at 30 weeks pregnant.
Yeah, holy cow. Okay, so tell us kind of your story. Like, what was your plan and how this closing of the maternity ward at Peace Arch Hospital has affected that?
So in all honesty, I'm actually a bit of a complicated case as well. So we actually are planning a home birth. This is our sixth baby, and our last two have been born at home, and this one is planned to be born at home as well. And we live about a four-minute ambulance drive from Peace Arch Hospital. We now are stuck with the decision of we don't know where we're having our baby, because so essentially we either choose to go forward with our home birth as planned and risk potentially something going wrong and having a 20 to 30 minute ambulance drive once an ambulance reaches us to our nearest hospital, or we attempt to get me to Surrey Memorial or Langley, which are 30 minutes from our house, in a rush in labor. And we had a baby born in 53 minutes. One
wow.
of our babies was born incredibly
Whoa.
Quickly. So we run the risk of me having a baby on the side of the road. This has completely changed our plans. And truthfully, we're left with no safe option. Neither option is safe, adequate, or accessible for us at all.
Well, and not only that, like I have this fear that, you know, they're saying, oh, no big deal, just go to Langley Memorial, Surrey Memorial. Now, aren't these hospitals potentially going to be overrun? Not to mention the stories, the whole other story of these nightmare stories out of Surrey Memorial lately of women having babies on the lobby floor. Like, I just can't imagine how you're feeling right now.
Oh, yeah, it's insane. Fraser Health is placing the blame all around and not taking accountability for this. The fact is, we're now placing this on Langley and on Surrey and essentially saying, hi, just kidding, here's all these women, figure it out. And that's just not the way it works.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we've sort of been discussing as these stories have come out over the last couple of weeks, is like, okay, we get it. The pandemic has affected all of us. But in a way, it's also just exposed, you know, some much bigger cracks than we thought there were in a kind of broken system.
So, you know what? The other thing, too, that I'm actually, it's a little bit frustrating. People think this is due to the pandemic. This has nothing to do with the pandemic. My daughter, who's almost five, was diverted from Peace Arch. We were sent to Surrey Memorial because there was the exact same issue. There was no pediatrician that they could get on call at the time.
So what is the issue, and is the answer that Fraser Health is giving and Peace Arch, is it true?
So, I mean, I'm not a professional. I mean, they have given their statements. I can assure you that their statements are most definitely not inclusive of all the information. We have our Facebook group, which is called Rally for Peace Arch. I urge everyone to please go on and follow the page. And there's a lot of information on there where we're posting the links to every news article that the doctors are coming out with and everyone's coming out with to clarify what's going on. It's definitely a complex issue. No one's claiming it's simple or straightforward. It's complex. But the point is, this is Fraser Health's responsibility to fix this. It's not on us. It's not as me as a pregnant mom to figure this out, nor is it on Langley. Sorry, it's on Fraser Health themselves to figure this out.
And now, tell us a little bit more about the Facebook group. And you guys actually have a rally planned, right, for tomorrow.
Yeah, so the Facebook group I had started with a friend of mine. And it's amazing. We started it 2 days ago and we're at 1,100 members now. It really picked up really quickly and the community's outraged. The community is absolutely outraged. We have people from all different walks of life on it, women that delivered their babies 20 years ago at Peace Arch and expectant moms that are absolutely panicked. And then we have another group. I wasn't personally someone that arrange the rally. I worked alongside with them. So we're having a rally tomorrow from 10 to 2. And then we're having another one on Saturday from 10 to 2. Located near the hospital, but fully within the laws of the distance. And yeah, we're really hoping to make a difference and really put the pressure on Fraser Health.
Well, and that's, and I hope that this does put the pressure on and this does make a change. I pray that this is not something that we have to see something terrible happen in order for them to actually make the change.
Oh, that's exactly. I think we're all in the same boat. And you know, it's unfortunate. Like, I had an interview yesterday with City News, and right before I went on the air, a friend of mine texted me and said, oh my gosh, I'm pregnant, 6 weeks pregnant, just found out, I'm so excited, do you know where I deliver? Like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
I'm at C-section. I was, the last time I was at P-section, my OB is with P-section, where do I go, do you know what I do? Absolutely panicked.
Yeah.
Going, I'm so sorry, I don't know what to tell you, I'm so, so sorry. The other thing that people don't realize is midwives and doctors, they only have privileges at certain hospitals, right? So if we, let's say we send Langley over capacity and then we send Surrey over capacity, you're being sent out. You're being sent to Royal Columbian. You're being sent to Abbotsford. All of our hospitals can be impacted by this. And guess what? Then you're delivering without a doctor that you don't know. Someone new, a walk-in. Like, it's such a big problem. And I feel like we're just not being heard.
This yeah.
is such a huge problem.
And you make the point, you know, that people are calling you, asking you, because, you know, you've had children before, and I, you know, I watched my wife go through this and Leslie go through this and stuff. You talk to the people that you know, and one of the things that, if you haven't been there, you have no idea how stressful it is to be a first-time expectant mother and to have a plan, because that's what everybody tells you to do, is to make a plan and then kind of have the rug pulled out from under your feet like this. But let me ask you this. So yesterday, and I get that this situation that I'm about to describe was more pandemic related with the gyms, but we were talking about how we put pressure on and we feel like we saw some change with gyms opening and stuff. So you've got these rallies planned. What would you like to see Fraser Health do as a result of this?
We would like action immediately. We would like them to take this seriously and not, it feels like, at least as a client, that this is just being passed off as, oh yeah, it's fine, just go somewhere else. And we feel ignored. We feel like we're not being listened to. And the other thing is too, we feel like our part of our healthcare is being ignored, because there are, you could look up the news articles and the radio interviews and everything with all of our doctors that work at a P-Sarge, our midwives that work at a P-Sarge, and our nurses and everything that are standing there and saying, this is not good. We need help. We need Fraser Health. So our community, all of us, are being ignored by Fraser Health. So I would like to see a response, a real response, with an answer and with action planned, as opposed to, oh, well, no, it's temporary. Don't worry. We'll figure it out down the line. They've been saying that for 5 years. We need action now. We need a solution now, and we need them to stand up and take accountability now.
Well, on a bit more of a personal level, Savannah, have you guys come up with a plan yet, or are you still figuring out what you're going to do with your home birth?
No, we have no idea what we're doing, honestly. Okay. Like, I mean, I have a feeling we're going to proceed with our home birth, because in all honesty, the idea, my husband in particular, is absolutely petrified of me having a baby on the side of the road. I mean, we have 5 children at home, so we have to wait for someone to get to a house for childcare. We need to then load me up, and then it's about a 30-minute drive in good traffic for us. My husband's really afraid of me having a baby on the side of the road, and what happens then if something's wrong with baby, or I hemorrhage, or all the potential risks he's so afraid of. I have a feeling we're going to go forward, but I'm suddenly afraid of it, and I never have been. I've always felt incredibly secure and safe, and I don't now. I'm scared.
Well, we are certainly thinking of you, Savannah, and we are behind you in this push for action. Again, the name of the Facebook page is Rally for Peace Arch, correct? Okay, perfect. So go over there, give them a follow, attend this rally tomorrow morning if you can at 10 a.m. You can find all the information on that Facebook page, Rally for Peace Arch. Thank you so much, Savannah, and best of luck.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.